This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series on the name of Jesus, the wonderful name of Jesus. And, Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And his name shall be called Wonderful. And it is a wonderful name. Amen. And so in the name of Jesus, we find salvation from sin, authority over darkness. Thirdly, power to do signs and wonders. You must understand that God is a miracle-working God. You know, Mark chapter 16, Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And so, what constitutes the preaching of the gospel? Well, here I believe Jesus amplifies this by saying, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe." These signs will follow those who preach the gospel. "In my name, they will cast out devils, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." And it says, "They went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word through the accompanying signs." And so it's important to understand that signs should follow believers. And, you know, signs follow believers, believers don't follow signs. This is where people start getting into trouble, is, they get so focused on signs to the point where they neglect to preach the gospel. And the gospel is first and foremost the gospel of salvation. But however, salvation, sozo, means far more than just eternal security. It means wholeness, it means health, it means peace. And so, you know, I believe it includes healing and deliverance. Acts chapter 3 and verse 6, then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. What a sight that was to see this man who had been a cripple. And again, he had been a cripple since his mother's womb, and he had never walked. And so Peter looks at him, said, "Silver and gold I don't have." They didn't have money on them, but he said, "What I do have," Paul said, "what I do have is the name of Jesus." And so Peter said, "What we have is the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And that man received a miracle. And so I think it's important for us to take steps of faith. You know, the Bible says believers lay hands on the sick and they will recover. I remember a number of years ago, as a young Christian, I'd led a young man who was on heroin to the Lord, and he brought me back to his home, to his partner, and he had a little baby. And, you know, if you've ever been in a drug addict's home, it's a sad place, you know. But I'd led this man to the Lord, and I remember his partner had a terrible splitting headache, and so she couldn't hear anything I was saying. So I said, "Can I pray with you?" So I took a step of faith, laid hands on her, prayed her, and immediately the headache went. And she was really touched. She started weeping, you know, that God would touch her at the point of her need. And this is the beautiful thing about the gospel, is that when we take steps of faith, the Lord will meet with us. "And when he had set them in the midst, they asked, 'By what power, by what name have you done this?'" Acts 4 and verse 8. "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, 'Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he's been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands before you whole.'" And so, again, the miracle had been done in the name of Jesus. Verse 17, "But that it spreads no further among the people, that has severely threatened them, that from now on they speak to no man in this name." Even the religious leaders understood that there was power in the name. So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. Verse 30, "By stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus Christ." And so maybe one reason why we're not seeing the signs and wonders is we're not talking about the name as much as we should be. I think that's, you know, a very relevant key. Because, you know, God wants people to be well. You know, I love the story of, you know, the woman with the spirit of infirmity. It's Luke chapter 13 and verse 11. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, was bent over and could no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you're loosed from your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And so, you know, people may argue otherwise, but, you know, the Gospels are full of signs and wonders. And, you know, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so, you know, we believe that what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, he will still do today. Romans 15 and verse 18, but I will not dare to speak of any of the things which Christ has not accomplished through me in word and deed, to make the Gentiles obedient in mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about Illyricum I fully preached the gospel of Christ. And so Paul didn't believe he was fully preaching the gospel unless it was confirmed by signs and wonders. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. You see, Paul fully preached the gospel. He demonstrated the gospel. And we see this again in Acts chapter 8, where Philip the evangelist went down to Samaria. And there's a lot of people that label themselves evangelists. But for me, an evangelist is somebody who does more than simply tells people about Jesus. For me, an evangelist is somebody that their ministry is characterized by miraculous signs and wonders. Acts chapter 8 and verse 5, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitude at one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. So there is a place for hearing and seeing. There is a place for telling and, you know, showing. There's a place for declaring and demonstrating. And I think that's important. For unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed, and there was great joy in that city. So, you know, the ministry of Philip was confirmed with miracles, signs, and wonders. Again, for us as the church, to be able to effectively carry out the ministry of Jesus Christ, we need to be, you know, walking in faith and believing to see the signs and wonders that we see in the Gospels. You know, Matthew chapter 10, when he had called his 12 disciples to them, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. So Jesus authorized the disciples, and verse 8, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons, freely you've received, free to give. It's very matter of fact with Jesus, you know, that we're to do signs and wonders in his name. And from those who might say, well, that's just Jesus, that's just the apostles, it ended with him. You know, in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. And so Jesus said, all authority has been given to me, and then he hands it to us in the church. And so, again, it's important for us to walk in the authority God has for us, and that authority is invested in the name of Jesus. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.